Five, four, three, two, one.
Welcome to Blue Suede Connection, everybody. I'm Dan.
I'm T.O.
T.O., today it's all going to be that fun rehearsal stuff that we like to play every once in a while.
Nice.
Yeah, we're going to hear some new things. We're taking stuff actually from 1970 and the 72 rehearsals, of course. Some stuff from 1973 and 1975.
Okay.
You're going to hear stuff on the set or in the rehearsal studio. It's going to be a wide variety of rehearsal stuff today.
Nice.
We're also going to hear from Elton John and John Fogerty today.
Okay.
Hear what they had to say about the man. And now I'm going to share some chart statistics and facts. Now you've always got the good stuff. You've got Tom Petty's story talking about his favorite Elvis song.
Right, right.
All right. And what did Elvis do for his 42nd and last birthday? And of course, lots of talk about the man, the myth, the legend, Elvis Presley. That's why we do the show. That's why you're listening. So let's get started. Here's 1972, Never Been to Spain.
Girl, I never been to Spain. But I kinda like the music. Say the ladies are insane. And they sure know how to use it. They don't abuse it. Never gonna lose it. No, I can't refuse it.
Yeah.
the sun is a welcome in the evening shadows of a perfect day. And the next step is love. Next step is love. We walk barefoot through the misty meadows, laughing at each other in the rain. Saw some people and some faces in the park and didn't bother to explain. Fun, fun, look at us run, going nowhere special really fast. But we've yet to taste the icing on the cake that we've been baking with the past. 'Cause the next step is love. So what are we waiting for? Yeah, the next step is love. Girl, it's for sure. Yesterday has slipped away, and the sun is a welcome in the evening shadows of a perfect day. And the next step is love. Next step is love. Love will be a place to run to from the world, they will to you and me. We'll be closer than we've ever been, though looking back it's so hard to believe. Hanging on out for bringing on in the best we picked up on the way to now. Changes are a-coming, but together we can make it through somehow. 'Cause the next step is love. So what are we waiting for? And the next step is love. Girl, it's for sure. Yesterday the sun is a welcome in the evening shadows of a perfect day. And the next step is love. Next step is love. Yes, it's love. Next step is love. Yes, girl, it's love. Next step is love. Girl, it's love.
The Elvis tunes are flowing, the burgers are fresh off the propane grill, and the party has officially begun. I think I might get down with my bad self. Let's get it on.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, right?
Nothing but a hound dog from 1972.
Crying all the time.
There you go. Elvis facts, baby. I'm going to share a couple throughout the show today with everybody. Some of these we know, some maybe not. Did you know that growing up, Elvis did not have electricity, an indoor bathroom, or running water?
I'm sure. I don't think anybody in 1935 did.
Unless you was wealthy, you didn't have it.
Yeah.
All right, Elvis was on the boxing team at Humes High School. Did you know that?
I had heard that.
You heard that? That's because we talked about it on Blue Suede Connection.
Mm.
Elvis was an avid gun collector at the time of his passing in 1977.
Yep.
He owned 37 firearms and a machine gun. The man liked his guns.
Oh, my.
All right. You know, Elvis is kind of a funny first name. He always used to joke about that. Elvis, you know.
Yeah.
Elton is a funny first name, too.
Yeah, true.
Two giants in the world of music. Elvis is the giant.
Right.
But Elton's up there. You want to know what inspired Elton John to become a musician?
Tell me.
Let's listen.
Elvis Presley changed everyone's life. I mean, there would be no Beatles. There would be no Hendrix. There would be no Dylan. I mean, he just was the man that changed music, without question. Without Elvis, groups would never have picked up guitars. I know he was influenced and drew his influence from gospel and blues and country music and black soul music. And so when I first saw him, I was a little boy, and I looked at an old Life magazine, and there was a picture of him, and I thought it was from Mars or something. And then that weekend, my mum came home with Heartbreak Hotel, and that changed my life. I saw him in Las Vegas, and he was fantastic.
You see the one. That's what key is. So he, you see the one, you know. Half the guys will be in one key and one. Right. And I'll be asleep. That's how it goes. Okay. Well, we're out next song. Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. And it's down at the end of a lonely street. Heartbreak Hotel, the rubber leaf that leaves a lonely man. I'll be lonely. I'll be so lonely. Come on, inspiration. Well, although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry out in the gloom. And he's a lonely, he's a lonely baby. He's so lonely, he's so lonely. Good night. And just take a walk out along the street to Heartbreak Hotel. He's a lonely baby. You'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely. You could die.
in love with you so. Here I don't know what to do. So let's call it a day. I've said all I have to say, except don't forget to pray and shake a hand every day. Shake a hand, shake a hand, shake. Shake a hand, shake a hand if you can.
One more time.
Shake a hand, shake a hand, shake a hand, shake a hand.
I like that song.
I love that song.
Yeah, there you go. Elvis in the studio, kind of rehearsing, getting ready to record, and giving us a nice version. Some of his stuff that's just rehearsal is 10 times better than half the music you hear today.
Right?
It really is. It really is. I hate to say that, but it is true.
Yeah.
All right, there's a lot of stuff coming up here on Blue Suede Connection. TL's going to share some good stories with you. I got more facts. So we got a whole lot of Elvis music. It's all happening right here, right now on
Blue Suede Connection. Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber. Available on Amazon.
A Blue Suede Connection.
Well, I can't stop loving you. I said I made up my mind. I'm such a lonely, I can't stop wanting you. I said it's useless to say, yes it is. So I just live my life in dreams of yesterday. Oh, those happy hours, once knew. It's so long ago, they still make me blue. Oh, they say time, it heals a broken heart. Oh, yes, it does now, but time has to stay. As we live apart, to live in memory. I'm such a long, long man. And I can't stop on. And it's useless to say. So I'll just live my life in dreams of yesterday. Thank you.
Rock and rehearsal version of I Can't Stop Loving You from 1970.
Absolutely. Good
yeah.
stuff.
Elvis and the Band was on fire on that one, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a whole lot more where that came from. You know, I like to also remind everybody every so often about our show page. We want you to come over and tell them all about our show page, what they're going to see and what they'll find, babe.
All right. Well, there's our website at bluesuedeconnection.com. And, wow, there's so much there. You can actually listen to the show on demand 24/7 at your leisure. There's a link there to do that. There's also merchandise. You can come and look at what we have as far as books and T-shirts and support the show. There's a donation button if you would like to support us. As we keep telling everybody, the show does go out free to the radio station, so it's supported by listener support and sponsorship.
Mm-hmm.
And then Facebook, you know. Oh, and YouTube. There's YouTube,
YouTube
links.
YouTube,
yeah.
That's the big one for me. That's what I've been looking hard
on.
Yeah,
sorry about that. Yep. YouTube links on our website are there as well to take you over to the YouTube channel. We are growing fast over there.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. Once we get approved by YouTube to partner with them, then we're going to start doing shows in a private area for members only. And
yeah.
So that'll be fun.
With extra good content that you don't get on the show.
Exactly.
So much fun stuff to look forward to, Blue Suede Connection. All right, let's get back into some more music. This is from 1972. It's a Matter of Time.
It's a matter of time before I go back there. A matter of time before I go home. I have been away from her now for a long time, and I've lived a life that I It's a long, long way from now to maybe sometime. And the waiting round is really killing me. It's a matter of time. Take a train right early in the morning, just to see how far I'll get away from here. But the trains don't run too often over some time, so I guess I'd better wait another day. It's a matter of time before I go back there. A matter of time before I go home. It's a long way I know.
It's a long way I know.
And the going ain't easy. It's a matter of time. She'll see me again. It's a matter of time.
Okay, that's enough. Not too many keys. I'll get confused.
Long ago and far away, my old common labor shoes, I turned the world all which way just because you asked me to. Like unto no other field,
simple love, simple truth. There's no end to what I do. Just because you ask me to. Let the world call me a fool. But if things are right between me and you, that's all that matters, and I'll do anything you ask. How much I love you. After all I've been through, I turn and walk away from you. Just because you asked me to. Lord, I hope you never do. Let the world call me a fool. But if things are right with me and you, that's all. Anything you ask me. Let the world call me a fool. But if things are right with me and you, that's all that matters, and I'll do anything you ask me. Let the world.
Baby, don't you be nobody's fool. Now, baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I wanna play house with you. Now, you may go to college, may go to school, may drive a pink Cadillac, but don't you be nobody's fool. Now, baby, come back, baby, come. Now, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I want to play house with you. Because in this room. Oh, baby, 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 baby,
baby, baby, baby, always fun stuff. Elvis just goofing and then.
I know. He's having a good time with that.
Yeah, he doesn't know the end of the song or anything. It's just, but it's fun. It's Elvis. Mm-hmm. And that's why we do what we do, huh?
Exactly.
We all love Elvis. And, you know, there's a special love for Elvis in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And it's not just because of his music. He had such a relationship with that that state. Several films he made there and two major concerts. I was going to talk about each one of them real quickly. Both for charity. And, in fact, you know how much a ticket for the Aloha concert was to go see it live?
$15.
It was absolutely 100% free.
Oh, really?
But they said in 1973, tickets for his Aloha from Hawaii concert carried no price. Concert goers were asked to only pay what he or she could afford to pay.
Oh.
I thought that was a very cool deal.
Cool.
Yeah, and he raised, of course, over $75,000 for the Kuili Cancer Fund there. And then, of course, in 1961, we've talked about this recently, the benefit concert at the Block Arena there in Hawaii, he raised over $65,000 towards the building of the USS Arizona Memorial at Pearl Harbor.
Right.
And the memorial opened absolutely 1 year later after that. So
nice.
I thought that's cool. But, you know, Hawaiian people love Elvis. And, of course, it's the music. Of course, we always say that.
Mm-hmm.
But that relationship, all the films and those two major events
right.
in Hawaii.
Yeah, he built that relationship.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Hi, this is Sean Clush. You're listening to Blue Suede Connection.
And make the world, make it go away. Do you remember when you loved me? Before the world took you away. Yes, baby. Well, if you do, then forgive me. And make the world, make it go away. Now I'm sorry if I hurt you. Let me make it up to you, day by day. And if you will, please forgive me. And make the world, make it go away.
No, there's no break. It's got to go on. That's what happened in Nashville, and I blew my lungs out, you know.
On the end there.
Yeah, it's got to be. Everything's got to be with me there, because that's
really... I think a little more extra insight from Elvis right there.
He's guiding everybody.
Yeah. He was the director, was he? You know, he doesn't get a lot of credit for that.
Yeah, right.
You know, Felton Jarvis often gets a lot of credit. He's the director. You know, he's. But Elvis was in charge in that studio more than anybody
definitely,
else.
Oh, definitely, yeah. People say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they?
Well, yeah, in interviews, but not everybody hears it.
Okay. Well, you're going to be our producer here in a minute because you're going to produce a great story.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know which one you're going to share, but I want to find out with everybody else right after this. Hey friends, it's almost that time of the year again.
It's this annual Niagara Falls Elvis Festival taking place at the Greg Frewin Theater in Niagara Falls, Canada.
This astonishing festival is sanctioned by Elvis Presley Enterprises and takes place in a 600-seat Vegas-style theater.
Immerse yourself in the spirit of Elvis. Explore the legacy, featuring headliner shows with award-winning tribute artists, ultimate performers like Dean Zee and Bill Cherry.
There will also be an Elvis tribute artist contest that will take place during the festival. The winner of the contest will participate in the Ultimate Elvis Tribute Artist Championship in Memphis during Elvis Week in August of this year. Festival passes, individual tickets, and information are available at NiagaraFallsElvisFestival.com. That's NiagaraFallsElvisFestival.com.
Hey, tickets are also available at GregFruinTheater.com.
Friends, these tickets are gonna go fast.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Hey, this is Brenda from Hagerstown, Maryland. I can't help falling in love with Dan and TL. I can't stop loving you. It gives me fever like a bigger hunk of love. Without you, I'd be so lonesome I would cry. So don't you step on my Blue Suede Connection, baby.
God, would our homes be children? I'll pack up all my things and walk away. I don't want to hear another word you have to say. I've been waiting for so long. I just found out there's something wrong. And nothing will get better if I stay. There's no need to explain anymore. I tried my best to love you. I'm walking out the door. You use me, you deceive me, and you never seem to need me. But I bet you won't forget me when I go. Seems I've been lost in a dream, pretending that you care.
And now I've lost my life
and found it's all been just a great big fairy tale. I've been loving you so long, I don't think I even know how to forget you. Yeah.
Love you.
Now I'm walking out the door.
Out the door.
Yeah, you use me, you deceive me, and you never seem to need me. But I bet you won't forget me when I go.
When introducing that song at his last concert, he said, "The story of my life, fairy tale."
That's funny.
All right, baby.
True.
What you got good for us over there today? What are you going to share with all of us?
All right, so we're going to talk about what Tom Petty says is his favorite Elvis song and why.
All right.
And according to an interview that he put out not long ago, he's claimed that the song that he loved the most was One Night of Sin.
Okay, the original first
the
version.
The original first version, which now, the funny thing about this article when it kind of talks about this song, it talks about how it was first done, it materialized in 1957, and then it was shelved off and on, and it never really was released because he was dissatisfied with it.
Right, right.
This is what they claim. Now, I'd heard the reason why it wasn't released is because of its explicit lyrics.
Yeah, it's much more than the one we know, yeah.
Racy lyrics, I guess you could say. at that time, Elvis really wanted it out. So then they changed the lyrics around and came up with One Night With You.
Right.
So you can believe what you want. According to the article, it was only shelved because Elvis wasn't satisfied with it. But I've heard otherwise.
Sure.
Anyways, but Petty, he says the reason why he likes this song is because of what Elvis, how he changed it. He said, it starts out One Night With You that I'm praying for, which is great. Petty told Rolling Stone, it starts as a standard blues, but then he takes things even higher with the bridge, which leaps out of the song. You're not expecting that, and it's heavenly,
right,
according to Petty. So we should like play the two of them back to back sometime on the show and just kind of see what.
Maybe that'll be a YouTube event.
Oh, that's
there
very
you go.
True.
See?
That's very good.
All right. You know, another guy that really liked Elvis, and they were friends, and we've talked about him before, but Wayne Newton, he really loved Elvis.
Right.
So let's hear from him.
He was a wonderful human being. I mean, I have refused to read any of the books surrounding him, his life, simply because none of them mirrored the person that I knew and loved as a friend.
I was a boy who taught her to cry away. That she, I don't know the words. You know the way she touches your cheek. I taught her how. Oh, Lord, I was a boy. I used to do all the background stuff too, you know. Sung all the background. Who learned a lesson when she broke my heart? I was the one. That's all we're gonna do, I'm gonna just saying. Just that much. Because I don't want. Let me be. Love and tell me. Pull a chain around my neck. And lead me anywhere, oh, let me be.
Oh, let me be.
Your lady ring. Oh, I don't want to be a tiger. Tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion. Lions ain't the kind. Love is a woman. Your teddy bear. Pull a chain around my neck. And lead me. Oh, you know I can be found sitting home all alone. You can't come around. At least please telephone. Don't be cruel to a heartless girl. Well, maybe if I made you mad, something that I might have said. Just forget the past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to a heartless girl. Oh,
Bonzo, Nancy, and I have made our Blue Suede connection, and we're glad you did too.
Oh,
baby. Why?
In the rehearsal hall there in 1972 doing Release Me, Let Me Go. All right, baby, I know you're really into the Elvis jumpsuits. I know you really appreciate it. We talk about them a lot, our favorite ones and this and that. What was his most expensive jumpsuit?
I'm going to say the sundial at the very end.
You're saying the sundial. The most expensive jumpsuit was the American Eagle.
Oh, okay. That would have been my next guess.
At the time, it cost $65,000.
Wow, dang, really?
That's an expensive jumpsuit right there.
Wow.
One more thing here. Okay, let me see. Did you know Elvis was considered a germaphobic?
Kind of, I did. Yeah. I don't know how much of a germaphobic can you be when you're kissing all the girls in the front row.
That's true, but they say he was. Yeah. Hey, I don't make this stuff up. I just read it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's do Mary in the Morning.
Nothing's quite as pretty as Mary in the morning, when through the sleepy haze I see her lying there, soft as the rain that falls on summer flowers, warm as the sunlight shining in her golden hair. Ooh. When I awake, I see her there so close beside me. I want to take her in my arms, the ache is there, so deep inside me. Oh, nothing's quite as pretty as Mary in the morning, chasing the rainbow in a dream so far away. And when she turns to touch me, I kiss her face so softly, and then my Mary waits to love another day. As we walk
I hold her close beside me. All our tomorrows for a lifetime we'll share.
It's about time you got here.
Blue Suede Connection.
Rehearsing that song that got it all started.
Nice.
Yeah, That's All Right, Mama. That's recorded there at the rehearsal studios in Culver City in 1970.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're hearing today here on Blue Suede Connection. All the rehearsals throughout the years that we have of Elvis. Lots of great stuff. You're hearing some little nuggets here and there today.
Right.
We like to throw those out. And by the way, welcome to hour number two of Blue Suede Connection.
Welcome, welcome.
Yeah, welcome one and all. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been sharing lots of fun stuff through in hour one, and you're going to continue to share some of your stories. You're going to talk about here in a little bit Elvis's 42nd birthday in 1977.
Right.
How did he celebrate it? With who? How did it go down? What happened?
What did they do?
Yeah, you're going to share all that, and I'm going to continue sharing lots of little fun facts and this and that. And you're going to hear from John Fogerty this hour talking about Elvis Presley. So that's what it's all about here on Blue Sway Connection. So let's get things kicked off once again. Let's go to 1972 with a big, big hunk of love.
Big hunk of love. About to stop my half to death. You can spare that kiss or two, but soon I'm gonna love her, baby. I ain't asking much of you. Just a bigger, bigger, bigger hunk of love. We'll do.
It was taken from a karate suit, just a regular karate type outfit.
I mean, does this indicate that with your type of dress and everything now that you're changing a little bit of style, perhaps in deference to what you did a few years ago?
I think that you'd have to see the show, you know. It's difficult to tell. I don't feel any different, you know. I don't think the dress has much to do with it. I got the idea from a karate suit because I studied karate for a long time, and I had to make up a couple of suits.
Up soft and gentle with a trace of misty morning and a promise of tomorrow in her eyes. I just can't help believing when she's lying close beside me and my heart beats with the rhythm of her sigh. Just a day. I just can't help believing when she slips her hand in my hand and it feels so small and helpless that my fingers fold around it like a glove. I just can't help believing when she's whispering her magic and her tears are shining on me sweet with love.
time the girl is gonna stay. This time the girl is gonna stay for more than just a day. Just a day. My fingers fold around it like a glove. I just can't help believing when she's whispering her magic and her tears are shining honey sweet with love. This time the girl is gonna stay. This time the girl is gonna stay for more than just a day.
We were talking about how charitable Elvis was when it came to, you know, the concerts and the two in Hawaii that he did, you know, the USS Arizona, and, of course, the Aloha was all for charity. And he had such a good heart.
Exactly.
And, you know, where Elvis, wherever he was, you know, it could happen at a spur of the moment. He'd give away a car, cash, jewelry. We've shared many stories here on the show about that. And he was just such a good guy who never forgot where he came from. He just had that heart, and we always appreciate that about Elvis. And we always talk about this at Christmas time. I thought I'd mention it again, but you know that every year around Christmas time, Elvis gave $1,000 or more to each of the 50 Memphis area charities.
Right.
And he also continued to give money and donations all throughout Memphis. And a lot of the stuff people didn't even know about until after he passed.
Exactly. He did it right. He did it very on the down low. So
many celebrities today, they want you to know they did it.
Yeah.
And that means it really didn't come from the heart. I'm doing this because I want you to know that I'm a good person.
Exactly.
You know, it's just so wrong. But like you said, he did it right. He didn't get involved in politics. He didn't run his mouth and say you need to vote for this person, vote for that person, give that to himself. So many celebrities today and people of wealth could learn a lot from Elvis Presley. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay. John Fogerty, a legend, you know, Creedence Clearwater Revival and solo stuff. So much great music this man put out. Well, he had to get some inspiration from somebody, didn't he?
Well, yeah.
Well, here he is talking about it.
That was actually a defining moment in my life. My family was up in this place called Winters, California. And I'm in this thing that was kind of a general store. I'm about 10 years old. It's like a grocery store that has fishing bait and poles. And suddenly this song starts playing. And what? And there's a jukebox. I'm hearing this incredible guitar thing and some guy going, yeah, my baby love. And I didn't know what it was. So I ran over and look at A11 or whatever. And I look on the thing and it says, Elvis Presley, My Baby Left Me. And I went, oh, it's Elvis. And I finally figured out it's the other side of I Want You, I Need You, I Love You, which was Elvis's second big song after Heartbreak Hotel. Yeah. I just stood there hypnotized, transfixed. I don't know what that is, but that's what I want to do. And I made up my mind right then.
And kiss me tenderly. then you'll be forever young and beautiful to me. You're so young and beautiful, you're everything I love. Your angel smile, your gentle touch are all I'm dreaming of. Oh, take this heart I offer you, and let us set me free. Then you'll be forever young and beautiful. Then you'll be forever young and beautiful. Damn, I just think.
Not that much.
To me.
I've said it a million times. I just wish he would have re-recorded that and did it similar
to
that.
Yeah, I wish he would have done some unplugged stuff,
Such a pretty song, though, you know. That came from Jailhouse Rock, that song. Mm, I was with the main love song from Jailhouse Rock. TL, do you know in Florida a judge once called Elvis savage for undermining the youth of America?
I am not surprised.
Elvis was a savage, I tell you. Okay. Hey, there is a whole lot more Blue Suede Connection coming up. TL's going to share a great story with you in a little bit. I got more fun stuff just like that and a whole lot more Elvis rehearsals all happening right after this. Hey friends, it's almost that time of the year again.
It's this annual Niagara Falls Elvis Festival taking place at the Greg Frewin Theater in Niagara Falls, Canada.
This astonishing festival is sanctioned by Elvis Presley Enterprises and takes place in a 600-seat Vegas-style theater.
Immerse yourself in the spirit of Elvis. Explore the legacy, featuring headliner shows with award-winning tribute artists, ultimate performers like Dean Zeig and Bill Cherry.
There will also be an Elvis tribute artist contest that will take place during the festival. The winner of the contest will participate in the Ultimate Elvis Tribute Artist Championship in Memphis during Elvis Week in August of this year. Festival passes, individual tickets, and information are available at NiagaraFallsElvisFestival.com. That's NiagaraFallsElvisFestival.com.
Hey, tickets are also available at GregFrewinTheater.com.
Friends, these tickets are going to go fast.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
It's okay, honey. It's just old Elvis here.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Hi, we just want to thank you so much for your show. It's meant so much to us here on the West Coast in Oregon. Thanks for what you do every day, every week. It's really, really a plus in our life, so we appreciate both of you and what you're doing.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, and friends just can't be found like a bridge over troubled water. I will lay me down like a bridge over troubled water.
things that are wrong with you.
I will lay me down. When you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes
a standard. Ooh. And a crowd grabber there on the 1970s early concerts.
That's good.
Yeah, he always did that, and that was a big song. That was right up there with Suspicious Minds and all those live shows.
Right.
Especially, like I said, in the early part of the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
He really showed off the vocals on that one. You know, I shared one of the things they said about Elvis a few minutes ago. Well, a critic from the early days also described Elvis' music as borderline pornographic.
Okay. Wow.
And another thing here, his first album. Do you know his first album called Elvis? You know, it stayed at the number one spot for 10 weeks straight. That's a pretty big feat, you know. That was the beginning of rock and roll, too, back when it was really starting to happen.
Exactly.
So 10 weeks, that's good stuff right there. And this is good stuff right here.
Next up is Love.
Yesterday I slipped away in the sun as I walk up in the evening shadows of a perfect day. And the next step is love. Next step is love. We walk barefoot through the misty meadows, laughing at each other in the rain. Saw some people and some faces in the park and didn't bother to explain. Fun, fun, look at us run, going nowhere special really fast. But we've yet to taste the icing on the cake that we've been baking with the past. 'Cause the next step is love. So what are we waiting for? Yeah, the next step is love. Girl, it's
was for sure. Yesterday has slipped away, and the sun is a welcome in the evening shadows of a perfect day. And the next step is love. Next step is love. Love will be a place to run to from the world, they will to you and me. We'll be closer than we've ever been, though looking back it's so hard to believe. Hanging on out for bringing on in the best we picked up on the way to now. Changes are coming, but together we can make it through somehow. 'Cause the next step is love. What are we waiting for? The next step is love. Girl, it's for sure. Yesterday has slipped away, and the sun is a welcome in the evening shadows of a perfect day. And the next step is love. Next step is love. Next step is love. Yes, girl, it's love. Next step is love. Yes, girl, it's love.
Next.
I knew you'd get one of these years.
A long time ago.
Here comes your second in your Hollywood, your Hawaiian favorite list.
Okay.
Kukui, oh, I love you more today than yesterday. But I love you less today, less than I will tomorrow. See the sweet Hawaiian rose, see it blossom through its nose. That's the story of our love, ever since we said hello. We, for I love you more today than yesterday. But I love you less today, less than I will tomorrow. As the years go passing by, we'll recall our wedding day. I will be there by your side. You will always hear me say, for I love you more today. More today than yesterday. But I love you less today, less than I will tomorrow. Kukui, for you my Hawaiian sweetheart.
Kukui, how's it going?
Kukui, for you my Hawaiian.
Like he said, it'd been a long time.
He did, yeah. He wasn't lying.
All right, baby. Elvis, 149 songs to appear on Billboard's Hot 100 charts.
Mm-hmm.
That was on the pop charts. 114 were on the top 40, 40 were on the top 10, and 18 went to number one. Mm-hmm. More than 90 Elvis records reached the charts. These figures are only for the pop charts and only in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So the man, you know, and this is just in his lifetime.
I know,
I don't know
amazing.
Where these numbers are today. He was also a leading artist, of course, in country, R&B, and gospel. Mm-hmm. So, you know, his talent was just limitless, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that vocal thing.
Absolutely.
He was the man. He could sing anything. Someone once said he could sing a phone book if he wanted to, and it would sound great.
That's true.
That's just what Elvis did.
Treat me like a fool. Treat me mean and cruel. Oh, yeah, but love me. Break my faithful heart. Tear all apart. Ever love me. Won't you love me? If you ever go, darling. I will beg and steal, just to feel your heart.
I want your heart
beating close to mine,
so close to mine.
If you ever go, darling,
Sheila, let me sing to you, baby. And I love you so. The people ask me how I've lived till now. I tell them I don't know. I guess they understand how lonely life has been. But life began again the day you took my hand. And yes, I know how lonely life can be. The shadows follow me, and the night won't set me free. But I don't let the evening get me down. Now that you're around me, and you love me too. Your thoughts are just for me. You set my spirit free. I'm happy
that you do. The book of life is brief, and once the page is read, all but love is dead. This is my belief. And yes, I know how lonely life can be. The shadows follow me, and the night won't set me free. But I don't let the evening get me down. Now that you're around me,
I know you liked that, didn't you?
Oh, man, that was so great. And how lucky was Sheila that she got to just sit there and have him sing to her. Lucky girl.
I know you like that slow love, sappy stuff.
All girls love that. Yeah.
I know you do. There is a difference in women and men when it comes to Elvis, I think, with the music.
Well, sure.
Most of us guys like that rockin', you know, stuff. Or some guys like the country Elvis, but me, I like the bluesy Elvis. I mean, I do appreciate a beautiful song like that, too. Don't get me wrong. I'm in touch with my feminine side. I can listen to stuff like that and appreciate it. And I think most can. So you got a good story you're going to share here in a few seconds, right?
I do. What was Elvis doing on his last birthday?
I'm looking forward to hearing that. And it didn't involve just Elvis, because somebody tells the story that was there, right?
Larry Geller. Yeah, it's Larry Geller's story.
Yeah. Good friend of his. All right, that's all happening, and it's going to come up right after this.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber. Available on Amazon.
This is Rick from Bedford, Indiana. I just wanted to say I love the Blue Suede Connection, and there will never be another Elvis Presley. Thank you.
Just pretend I'm holding you and whispering things soft and low. Think of me, how it's going to be. Just pretend I didn't go when I walked away. I heard you say, if you need me, you know what to do. If I knew it then, I'd be back again. Just pretend I'm right there with you. And I'll come flying to you again. All my crying is through. Oh, it's funny, but I
things you said. Oh, I cried. But now I know, yes, I do, Lord. It was wrong to go, yeah. I belong right by your side.
Those pretty ones.
I know, that is so pretty.
Yeah, Just Pretend from 1970 here on Blue Suede Connection. Hope you're enjoying all these rehearsals today. We do this show for you and all of our Elvis family all across the planet. We get in here every week and we just love doing what we do, and we hope that you guys appreciate it and enjoying it with us.
Right, absolutely.
With that being said, TL, why don't you share one of those fascinating, interesting, and cool stories that you'd like to share with us?
All right, so we're going to talk about Elvis's last birthday, as reported by Larry Geller, who was there,
mm-hmm.
January 8th, 1977. Apparently, they were in Palm Springs.
Okay.
They were in Elvis's house. They were having, Larry says, a wonderful carefree time, and they were looking forward to the year ahead. The day before, I guess, Al Strada and a couple of the guys had come up to Larry and asked for a list of books that Elvis would like as a birthday gift. And Elvis and Larry were actually in his bedroom talking while they were doing his hair, just before they were all going to get together to celebrate his 42nd birthday.
Mm-hmm.
He said Elvis had an air of optimism, that he was excited.
Right.
He spoke about the coming new year and the many changes that he wanted to make in his life, both personal and professional. Larry said that as Elvis spoke, he could feel Elvis getting excited. Like, he really felt like he was going to get some things together as far as personally and as well as his career. He was talking about getting rid of Tom Parker,
which should have happened a long time ago.
Yeah, to make some different changes that he felt that maybe Mr. Parker was holding him back on.
Mm-hmm.
He also wanted to make some personal changes in his life, especially with his health.
Right, definitely.
He talked about taking an extended period of time off,
right,
where he could not necessarily check in somewhere. That I don't think that was really discussed, but for him to be able to make some kind of serious changes. And he turned to Larry, who he liked to call Lawrence, and he said, "This is my day, Lawrence, my birthday, and I'm going to do whatever I want to do today." And he said, "Come on, watch this." He had a big smile on his face, Larry says, as he picked up the Prophet, the book that Larry had given him, and a stack of money. And he motioned for Larry to follow him into the living room where everyone was waiting. He said, "Will you guys please leave me and the ladies alone? I want to talk to them all for a while." This is what Elvis said when he entered the room. Larry says, "We all left, leaving our wives or girlfriends with Elvis. For the next 45 minutes, he read to them several passages from the Prophet, several by memory, some verbally by reading. Then he gleefully said, 'This is my birthday, and what I want most is to give you all a gift.' As he handed out crisp new $100 bills, he admonished, 'Now you got to promise to only spend this on yourselves, and I'm having Robinson keep their store open late tonight just for you. No one's going to bother you. I'm sending security with you, so you all go and have fun for me on my birthday.'"
Wow.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
What a guy. You know, what can you say?
So basically, you know, it was his birthday, but what he really wanted to do was to give and spread joy for others. So that's really sweet.
He's the man.
Mercy. 1:30. Trying to make a living watching everybody else having fun. Well, I don't miss much of that what happens on a dance hall floor. Mercy, look what I just walked through that door. Well, hello, T-R-O-U-B-L-E. What in the world you doing, A-L-O-N-E? Say hey, good L-O-O-K-I-N-G. I smell T-R-O-U-B-L-E. I was a little bitty baby when my papa hit the skids. Mama had a time trying to raise 9 kids. Told me not to staggle, it was impolite. Seen a lot of others, but too much something and not enough another. He got it all together like a loving machine. Living like glory and walking like a dream. All the nation's been sure been good to wow you. Well, your mother must have been another good looking mother too. Hey, hey, good, 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 and cheap.
Great philosopher once said, rock and roll is here to stay, it will never die. It sure is alive here on Blue Suede Connection. Yeah, baby!
Made of earth and wood. I lived a country boy named Johnny B. Good, who never ever learned to read or write. So
that smoking version right there. We played that a while back, and we got a request for it again, so I thought I'd play that one.
Nice.
All right, one more thing I'll share with you, another Elvis fact. I just learned this one. Did you know that Elvis was allergic to eyelash dye?
No.
I didn't either.
Like mascara?
I guess, yeah. I just learned that one, so I thought I'd share that.
I didn't know
one.
They dyed eyelashes.
He did. Back in the day, he put eye polish in his eyes and everything, remember?
Eye polish?
Shoe polish.
Oh, I thought he put that in his hair.
Okay. Yeah. But I'm sure he had to match his eyebrows with his hair.
I don't know.
I just work here. Hey, before we say officially goodbye, we want to remind once again about this great big exciting thing happening here in not so long from now.
Exactly. So up in Niagara Falls on the Canadian side is the Niagara Falls Elvis Festival. We've been to this many times. This is a huge event. It's sanctioned by Elvis Presley Enterprise as well from April 10th to the 13th this year. And guys, you don't want to miss it.
It is a fun time. We've been there several times and we know.
Yeah. Lots of Elvis entertainment. There's even going to be an Elvis Meets the Beatles set, which is going to be really cool. There's a Elvis and Dolly Blue Suede and Rhinestone set happening. And, of course, big entertainment like Bill Cherry and Dean Z and so many more. So
you don't want to miss it. As we say in the promo, be there, be square.
Yeah.
All right, TL, we got to do it. I hate to do it, but I will say this one thing. We're going to do it all again next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. We love you guys. See you next week.
This is the moment I've waited for. I can hear my heart singing. Soon bells will be ringing. This is the moment of sweet aloha. I will love you longer than forever. Promise me that you will leave me never. Here and now, dear, all my love I vow, dear. Promise me that you will leave me never. I will love you longer than forever. Now that we are clouds won't hide the sun. Blue skies are the morning smile on this old.
Let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue Suede Connection.